More from Idaho Matters right now here at Boise State Public Radio News. Many animal shelters in our region are bursting with unwanted cats and dogs, and the problem is linked to the nation's housing crisis. Wyoming Public Radio's Eric Vigil takes us to a shelter in this report for the Mountain West News Bureau.
This little kitty is one that is an amputee.
Oh, really?
So he has one of his...
It's a very busy day at the Cheyenne Animal Shelter. Animals are coming in and out, and staffers are rushing to meet everyone's needs. I'm walking along Galena Kennels with Nikki Harrison, who works with the shelter. She says it's filled with dogs and kittens waiting to find a home.
In total, we have 254 animals in our care, including the 110 in foster.
Many of them were given up by owners. It's called a surrender, and Harrison sees a common theme.
We are seeing owner surrenders happening much more because of housing changing, people losing their housing, or just rules simply changing on the basis of what type of pets they can have or if they can have pets at all.
14% of owners have given up a pet due to their housing situation. That's according to Human-Animal Bond Research Institute and Michelson Found Animals. Some of that is driven by evictions. During the COVID pandemic, the federal government set a moratorium on many evictions, but that's been lifted. Harrison says crowding at the shelter puts a strain on foster homes that are needed for temporary care. It's also affecting the shelter's finances and staff.
It can be super hard on our team as well because they are constantly dealing with people in a state of crisis who are making these life-changing decisions, and it's pretty devastating.
This isn't only happening in Cheyenne. Craig Cummings of the Casper Humane Society saw an increase of owner surrenders once COVID relief funding ended. Cummings says the nonprofit uses a wait list to avoid euthanasia. When we talked recently, the shelter was at capacity with about 60 animals. The list for dogs is about 3 pages long, and the list for cats is about 15 pages.
When we're completely full or even over capacity, it certainly puts a strain on the staff and the volunteers trying to keep up with that level of quality while still trying to help as many animals as possible.
The Humane Society of the United States has been helping people who have trouble finding stable housing. One of its programs is called Pets for Life. Amanda Arrington is senior director of the program. She says Pets for Life gets involved in local communities by connecting those in need with the proper programs.
There are challenges with transportation where service providers are not close to the communities or people don't have personal transportation. And so we provide that to and from veterinary appointments, spay neuter appointments.
Pets for Life is already in several states in the Mountain West. It also helped create an eviction response toolkit. That's a guide to prepare local shelters for the end of the eviction moratorium.
Looking at options like temporary fostering of you know, when someone is facing a temporary displacement, you know, would a shelter be able to utilize their foster system to keep those animals for a few months and then return them when people find permanent housing again?
In California, legislation was just passed to limit pet restrictions in subsidized housing. Jessica Simpson is a senior public policy specialist at the National Humane Society and worked on the legislation.
In that work, we really made sure it was as pet inclusive as possible. So what we mean by pet inclusive is that there are no breed restrictions, there are no weight restrictions, and there aren't monthly fees associated with keeping pets.
Simpson notes that for years, housing policies have forced owners to give up their pets and seize legislation like the one recently passed in California as a step in the right direction. Housing insecurity is likely to remain a significant reason why longtime pet owners give up their pets. But there's still hope among animal shelters that the crowding is temporary, and they hope programs like Pets for Life will continue to bridge that gap for years to come. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Eric Vigil.
So let's continue our look at how pet shelters are dealing with the aftermath of COVID-19, but also how the ongoing housing crisis in the West is also impacting pets and their owners. So Treasure Valley shelters are feeling the strain, which is being caused by inflation. And as I mentioned, the skyrocketing price of housing. Boise State Public Radio's Troy Oppie found out more.
Meridian Canine Rescue has 8 dogs at its facility, 2 over capacity. Karina Lozano is the organization's board president.
We are really more considered a training facility. So we take dogs that normally has been surrendered by owners due to behavioral issues.
They work with dogs to correct unwanted behavior and find new homes. 6 more dogs get help through a partner program at the state correctional facility.
We were getting lately more surrender requests for dogs that are really easy, if you say, you know, senior dogs. They get along with kids, with people, with other dogs. They just kind of keep them anymore.
For these dogs, foster care is a great option, but they desperately need more people willing to foster because they're getting more requests to rehome animals than they can handle.
We are seeing more kind of like inflation-related returning and rehoming, but not much about dogs that were adopted, like, because of the pandemic.
The number of people in those situations requesting help increased over the past year. The story is similar at larger shelters like the Idaho Humane Society. Christine Shellhaus is their spokesperson.
We believe it's just due to the inflation and the housing costs that are increasing here in the Treasure Valley.
About half their rehome requests are because of those issues. She says they've stepped up training programs. Last year, the Humane Society was able to adopt out more than 6,700 animals. Most dogs can find a new home within 48 hours. Adoptions have slowed at Meridian Canine Rescue, amplifying their need for foster homes as the number of requests for rehoming animals rises. Lozano says she thinks this is going to be a difficult year for pet homelessness across the country. Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.
And Troy is joining us now to talk more about what he found out. Troy, nice to have you on the program.
Glad to be here, Gemma.
So, Troy, I have to say, before we get into more of the details, this is just heartbreaking. I mean, you know, I think there might be this idea that people just decided, well, I don't want my pet anymore. And it's so much deeper than that.
It is. And, you know, one theme of everyone that I talk to, and I talk to some folks that have a national outlook on this as well, but they say each situation is going to be different. Everybody's individual situation is going to be different, whether it's monetary, whether it's space, whether it's pet behavior that they just can't get under control. Everybody has a slightly different reason for, you know, taking steps to try to keep a pet in their home or making a tough decision to find a new home for it and ask one of these organizations for help doing that. It's a very personal decision. As many of us know, we have pets at home and, you know, for every pillow and child's toy that, you know, the dog that we adopted during the pandemic in my own house, for every one of those things that he chews up, you know, it's like, no, we'll figure out a way to deal with it because he's a member of the family. And I can't imagine, you know, being forced to give him up. And you're right. It's a tough decision thinking about it from that perspective for people who, in a lot of cases, feel stuck between a rock and a hard place.
So, Troy, let's talk about one of the reasons we're seeing these pets being taken to the shelters. And that has to do with housing. Tell us more about this change and the fact that, as you mentioned, for some people, it's maybe not having a home, right? Or even if they are housed, you know, I'm assuming, Troy, that, you know, a pet is not cheap.
No, they're not. There's food concerns, training, food costs, training costs, veterinary costs, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, and a shortage of veterinarians, which is a whole nother topic. But the increasing costs of housing and people being priced out of rental homes and having to find new rental homes on short notice in many cases, or moving cities and having to find rental homes in new places, isn't always conducive to being able to bring your pet with you. The American Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals says housing change contributes to 45% of dog relinquishments nationwide and a third of cat relinquishments. Here locally, the numbers were a little bit different. They're closer to 50% of the rehome requests that both Meridian Canine Rescue gets that you heard in the story, as well as the Idaho Humane Society here in Boise. They only get about a fifth of their pets through rehome requests, but of that fifth, about half are due to housing concerns. And those numbers have increased over the past year.
And I know you checked back in with Meridian Canine Rescue to see how they were doing since you first reported on this story, Troy. And what did they say?
Right. They said that they did get at least one more foster family. They're trying to connect with several others who expressed interest and work through things that way. But they still have a need for foster families because the number of what they term intake requests from people trying to rehome dogs for whatever reason it is have not slowed down. So they are still looking for foster families.
Well, and the housing situation just isn't going to go away anytime soon, Troy. So do the folks at Canine Rescue expect the problem to just keep growing? Could it level out? What are their thoughts and their concerns?
Well, I'll let Karina Lozano explain this in a second. But there's a concern now that adoptions for them have slowed down. And this is something that in many places, not every place, but in many places across the country, you're getting a bit of a slowdown in demand for rescue animals. And that makes it difficult because then you have more animals staying longer in shelters and you start to get this things get out of balance where you have more animals looking for homes than you have homes to find. And the predictions on this, it kind of builds on itself, right? You have 2% of animals were not able to leave shelter care nationally in 2020 or 2021 rather. And then last year, that number was up to 4%. And locally here in the Valley, there was 0%. I'm sure there were individual cases, but overall, national data for Idaho showed that there were no animals that had trouble getting out of shelters. There were no animals left behind, I should say, in shelters in 2021, where that number jumped to 4% in 2022. So here is Karina Lozano from the Meridian Canine Rescue, kind of explaining what that balance is like in the forecast looking forward.
Things have definitely changed and housing is very hard to find. And just the affordability of vet care alone too, like, you know, of that owner surrender, when people say, I can't afford this pet anymore, we do have a pet food pantry and we will offer pet food for up to 6 months at a time to help get them through that financial crisis. But then we also see this pet has a massive amount of vet care that's needed. And even though we do give financial assistance and we offer grants and low-income discounts up to 30%, sometimes owners just don't want to do anything at all. They just can't afford anything.
And that was Catherine Shellhaus, who is the spokesperson for the Idaho Humane Society, talking a bit about the reasons that they're seeing people come in and need to rehome pets. Let's take another shot at hearing from Karina Lozano, who's the board president of Meridian Canine Rescue, talking about that balance of animals coming in and moving out to new homes.
We should be a balance where we get dogs in and out. And normally pre-pandemic, we were around 100%, meaning we were breaking even, right? The dogs that we get, the dogs we adopt out is great. The pandemic year was even better, right? Everybody adopted a dog. So we got like a 103% of that equation, meaning that a lot of dogs were able to get out, right? And we were like having demand of dogs to get adopted. That was great. After 2020, 21 started being harder. So we went below the 100%, meaning that we got more dogs in, less dogs out. 22 was even worse, and now they're doing the predictions for 2023, and they don't see anything going better.
She predicts that 2023 will be a very difficult year for animal homelessness, kind of as you heard in the story.
So, Troy, we also should mention too, though, that it's not just housing. We have been talking on this program, you've talked about it on All Things Considered, and that is inflation. And this is something where it's impacting everyone, right? You go to the grocery store, medication, everything is being impacted. So I would assume then that inflation is also putting a strain on a lot of pet owners. And I know that you also talked with the Idaho Humane Society. So how are they trying to help with this?
Well, the Humane Society, and this is common across many shelters already, where, you know, the best way to keep an animal in their home and out of a shelter is prevention, whether it's you know, being able to jump on some pet training to fix problematic behavior, or if it's the, as you heard Catherine Shellhaus mention, the food pantry, the pet food pantry mm-hmm. that the Humane Society runs. Meridian Canine Rescue does that as well. They supply all the pet food for their foster homes, et cetera. So they're really trying to prevent animals from needing to be rehomed in the first place through some of these resources. Now, these aren't infinite resources. As you heard Shellhaus say, you know, sometimes the grant funding, they'll spend through that very quickly for veterinary care. And sometimes even that is not enough for folks to be able to afford necessary veterinary care, which, make no mistake, pet food and the prices of everything have gone up, right? Pet food included, mm-hmm. but the cost of care and the availability of care, as the nation is experiencing a pretty dramatic shortage of vets, that's gotten harder as well.
Right. I mean, that's the thing too, is that, you know, if you can't get your pet into a veterinarian or get that kind of care, that impacts everything as well. So Troy, how can people help with this situation beyond going in and adopting a pet? Because that is not always possible for families, or maybe you know, you don't want another pet, you don't have room for another pet. But are there other things people can do? I mean, of course, if you want to adopt a pet, that's an option.
Right. You know, Lozano said sharing information through social media channels, through your own friend network, about the situation, and making sure that you know, the word is out there that a lot of these organizations are looking for more help, whether it be pet food donations or folks mm-hmm. being willing to foster in the case of Meridian Canine Rescue, or adopt animals outright. Just keeping that kind of top of mind for folks, that's a big deal as well. If you're not in a position to do any of those things like adopt, being sure to spread the word is helpful, according to Lozano.
Well, that's all such good information. And I'm so glad that we're talking about this. I think sometimes we talk about the bigger issues, right? But this is such a big issue in the sense that it impacts so many people, and it impacts, you know, pets as well. So appreciate all the reporting you did on this, Troy.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
We've been talking with our very own Troy Oppy about an increase in the number of pet surrenders at local animal shelters, and the fact that folks who are running these animal shelters are concerned that we're going to see even more of a crisis with this in 2023. You can, of course, find Troy on the air this afternoon hosting All Things Considered, so please tune in. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new. On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.